It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Man, we've hit June, Bob. Summer is here, baby. Got to get out in the backyard and fire up grill, smoker, whatever it is you've got. And we're going to try to help you just a little bit with that. And I think today we're going to talk mostly about some backyard ideas for you. If you're just getting started, you're late. Some of us are just finishing up, and I think we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, babe?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It's the smokiest show on the radio, and we have a show plan, but we normally don't follow it too well.
Right.
We're already taking a little twist, and we got a surprise guest at the last minute from Garrett's Appliance. And why don't you introduce yourself, son?
Son, I've been promoted. All
you,
right.
You've been in the sun. You got a nice tan, man.
I felt horrible because I've got this big shades tan line going across the side of my face.
Yeah.
But I am, of course, the one and only Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance.
Right.
The guys bring me on every once in a while just because I think I make them feel better about themselves. That's all I can.
Well, no, usually bring bourbon.
Right. Yeah. Well, that and the fact that you're an expert on backyard toys that we all like to play with. And so we want to talk a little bit about that today, probably too. But
yeah.
But before we do all of that, I've got a dog track to run down here. It's a fishing track. You're a fisherman.
Love to fish.
Bob used to be a fisherman. I'm a fisherman. Okay. I have a new office in the Bridgewater Place, which is right on the Grand River here in beautiful Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fortunate enough that my office looks out over the river, right? I have seen the world's best fishermen in the I've ever seen out my window every day. And what that is a big black bird, right, with a hooked beak. And that guy flies around the river, up and down the river, and then all of a sudden he'll put the brakes on. His tail goes down and he starts flapping his wings almost in front of him, and he just hangs there, and then he'll fold those wings and hit the water like a bullet.
Is that a cormorant?
No, it's not a cormorant. It's a not a peregrine. It's I've lost it now, but it's a black. He's black. He's got a white chest and a white neck, and I'll get it before the end of the show. I'm killing the punchline. But the bottom line is two or three times a day, I'll catch him out of the corner of my eye sailing up there. If I want to take a break, I just go up to the window and watch, and he'll nail fish. Comes out of there. They're about a foot long. He doesn't get any bigger ones, but he goes under the water.
Right, and, so he can take off with nicely.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It's all about
but
the speed of getting out of
then,
there before
then,
somebody steals
right,
it.
Right, and we all talk about when we go to do these barbecue events about the seagulls, and these are the people that just come by and want to get scraps, right? Mm-hmm. They don't really want to get involved. There's a lot of seagulls that are following him out of the water, nipping at him, trying to get
right?
that fish out.
But we get the same thing up by our cottage in Big Rapids with eagles and then ospreys.
Osprey, that's the word I'm looking at.
That's what I was thinking you were going with.
That's what I'm looking at. It's got to be.
Majestic bird, and they're
right.
Very, very large.
Yes. Yep, he's dwarfing the seagulls that are flying up and down the river.
Well, I'll make just a slight correction.
Okay.
I am still a fisherman.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was just in the UP fishing.
Right.
So,
yeah, I heard about that. Well,
we had a
pipe to fix, and then we didn't have a boat motor, and we didn't have any oars, so we fished off the dock. That's not a fisherman, Bob.
Well,
come on.
What were you fishing for, though?
Crappie and
okay.
Yeah.
Trying to prove that there's walleye in this lake, because I caught one last year. But the basket we had with us had a hole in it, so it was back in the lake before we got back to the shore.
But he's a fisherman.
But he's a I just got up from Guys Weekend. We went up to Wilderness up by Mackinac there.
Love
and
it.
I do
love
smallmouth bass fishing every year with a couple buddies. And what a great time. It's kind of funny. We got some guys from church that tend to go a week or two after us. This year, between the three of us, we probably caught close to 500 smallmouth in the 4 days that we were up
there.
Wow. My buddy came back. He's like, my buddy Brent, he's like, yeah, we caught like 30 fish. I'm like, you guys suck.
That's a great campsite, by the way.
It is. Yeah. It's, and it's open again this year. But when the governor shut stuff down last year, we ended up finding a little VRBO on Carp Lake. So
oh, yeah.
We've just been staying there. and it's a beautiful place to hang out.
Yeah, because COVID's
cabins.
So dangerous when you're outside.
It is, yeah. You know, fishing by yourself.
Yeah. Right. I got a great story about that. I'll tell you sometime, but I helped catch a fugitive in that park.
Really?
Yeah. Good
story. I try to catch some more morel mushrooms when I'm up there.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Well, and Brad is a mushroom expert, and
we've covered that.
I definitely want to get your advice on our hunting property, because I believe where there's beech trees and a lot of deadfall, there's got to be mushrooms.
Of course, when we talked last time about mushrooms, morels are very particular. There's only certain areas, and they tend to be around ash trees and elm trees, but I'll find them in my neighbor's yard up at the cottage, and it's like, what the heck?
Right.
I'm bounding through the woods looking for crap all the time, and I never find them there.
Well, with the ash trees dying, that's going to hurt the morel business, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's going to hurt our morale.
Bad pun, number one. Okay, we got one on the books.
That's only one?
Yeah. But you just watch those sides of those fallen trees, because you'll start seeing some oyster mushrooms and whatnot. And again, if you don't know what it is, don't eat it.
Yep.
Right.
And that's me.
Right. Yeah.
So we're going to talk about backyard ideas today. And Garrett's Appliance just happens to have all sorts of boxes made of stainless and cast iron and things that men love.
Right.
And those are great ideas to fix up your backyard. So I'm just wondering what you're doing in the grill business this month.
Absolutely.
At Garrett's.
So this month kicks off like burger and barbecue month,
me.
And we've got a bunch of promos going. Basically, all grills right now we're doing with free assembly and free local delivery. We just brought something, and I actually brought you guys something today, and I know it's normally bourbon, but we just picked
up. So this could be a disappointment, or this could be awesome.
It's kind of good. I know you guys probably make your own, but we just kicked off with Meat Church barbecues from down south.
Here.
So I brought you guys in a couple barbecue rubs to try.
Holy voodoo.
We had them on the show a long time ago.
Honey hog barbecue.
You got it. So just a new line of rubs that we brought in. I actually had a graduation party with some friends here this past week, and they asked me to do some butts. They have a couple smokers, but I ended up doing four butts on my Traeger pellet grill.
Yep.
Love to help out, and I love to smoke meat.
Sure.
And it was a great time. So tried those out. They're awesome. I hope you guys enjoy
them. We will.
Have you ever smoked any shrimp?
I have not. I've done them wood pellet, you know, just not at a low temperature. I'm normally just doing them a normal grill.
So hard to get lit.
I'm gonna try and
bad pun number two.
I'm gonna try and smoke some shrimp. We were talking about that at the office this morning, and it just sounds like something good.
You don't usually like shrimp.
I know, but I want to try smoking them. I like shrimp cocktail.
Right, cold, fresh, firm, and I get it. They're different when they're cooked. There's no question.
Well, you remember when we had Great Lakes Grilling on, they make the cedar planks?
Yeah.
Well, he's one of the principals in the company I work for.
Okay.
And he's always smoking some crazy stuff. And he said he had his buddy smoke some shrimp the other day, seasoned it up, and he said it was fantastic. A little overdone.
Right.
But
I grilled a bunch of them on skewers with a piece of pineapple. Sunday night of Memorial Day weekend, I did that. Just had two couples over, and it was like 9:30, and we may have been drinking a little bit, and everybody's kind of hungry, so I just went in and thawed out a bag of shrimp, right, and threw them on skewers and grilled them up. And I put you used to sell it, the raspberry jalapeno sauce from the guys
original
in Kansas
wine.
City, original wine. Yeah, that I had a bottle of that, but I buy it every once in a while. I'll go online and order a bottle because it's so good. And
I think you can probably still get that at Sobeys as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You used to be able to get it at Garrett's.
Right.
We used to have it too. I used to buy it for jalapeno poppers that I did when they grew up. It was absolutely amazing.
Yep. Yep.
So in the next segment, we're going to talk about the backyard.
Maybe. Yeah. And I'm going to tee this up with you, Brad, because I've had three guys in the last 2 weeks ask me, what kind of smoker should I buy? My budget's under $1,000. What should I buy? What's the best thing? And we're going to ask a few questions, and then we'll see what we come up with a recommendation.
Well, that's a good budget, because normally they say under $300.
Right. Yep. But anyway. All right. So we got a lot to talk about. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.